Our robot overlords have arrived, and California wants them to identify themselves. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. Today, a new law goes into effect in California that would require any online chatbot that's trying to sell you something or get you to vote a certain way to disclose that it's a bot. No pretending to be a person trying to sell you an extended warranty in a customer service chat, and no pretending to be a real person posting on Twitter about voting in an upcoming election. The law is meant to target dishonest bots, but it could affect the conversations we have with companies online, too. Jessica Lee is a partner with the law firm Loeb & Loeb and advises companies on this law. I asked her what harm the law is trying to address.
I think there's a concern about, you know, having people have all the information when they're entering into a transaction. You know, the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, enforces, you know, truth in advertising laws. This seems to me to be a law kind of in that vein. So that if you're interacting with an artificially powered bot, whether that's, you know, a chat bot or on a social platform or otherwise, you should at least know that that entity is being powered artificially and that you're not speaking to a real person. So you're not deceived.
So can you describe sort of like what the future vision for how we interact with bots looks like? I'm imagining that it's something like this ad campaign was paid for by this particular super PAC like that. You know, do you imagine that we will get this disclosure up front in our kind of future Blade Runner looking world?
I think we will. And I think you'll have some creativity around how that happens. You know, there'll be creative language that's used. I think that'll be kind of maybe the first round of potential enforcement of this law. You know, what does it mean to provide, you know, clear disclosure that you're interacting with a bot? Is it just fine to have bot somewhere in the name? Or do you say artificially empowered? Like, what kind of creative language can you use that, you know, doesn't ruin the consumer experience, particularly when we're talking about the kind of commercial marketing side of things? In terms of long term, I think we're going to get to the place where this is just normal.
Which, frankly, seems kind of logical, right? What I guess I don't understand, I can understand it in the sort of the Twitter bot space where you're using bots to try to amplify a message and it's really part of a propaganda effort. I think a lot of people were caught a little flat-footed when Google demonstrated, for example, you know, an interactive speech assistant that pretended to be human when it seemed like that's just not even necessary. Like, do people even care?
Right. Yeah. And that's an interesting question. I mean, I think for now, you know, trying to create this transition where, you know, you still want to have the feeling of interacting with a human, even though you're not, I think we'll get over that hump and everyone will get comfortable at some point. You know, it seems very futuristic. It seems very Blade Runner, but I don't think it's in that far distant future where we're engaging with bots or whether they're, you know, online or over the phone or they could end up in person.
Just to play devil's advocate, is a bot necessarily any better at selling me something? Like, does it really matter if I bought something over the phone, no pun intended, from a real person or an artificial voice?
Well, and that's a great question, particularly if you think about the influencer space where you're seeing a lot of, quote, you know, fake setups even from real people. But there's actually a bot. Have you heard of Little Michaela?
Mm-mm.
Little Michaela is an artificially empowered social media influencer. I think she was out for maybe 2 years before it was revealed that she's a robot. And that's part of her kind of her shtick. But she appears with celebrities. She was reporting out from Coachella. You know, you can see her really wearing really cool outfits, you know, kind of the typical influencer, but all kind of artificially powered. And, you know, they're able to have
wow.
her look, you know, racially diverse in a soft kind of way. So she's kind of racially ambiguous. She can appeal to a lot of people and she could be put in almost any situation. And so you can see kind of a influencer along those lines, maybe having maybe a more powerful impact on selling a lifestyle or clothes or whatever she's kind of pushing at the moment.
Jessica Lee is a partner with the law firm Loeb & Loeb. Now, this California law is pretty narrow so far, given that it only applies to online bots and automated accounts. But Lee said there's definitely a future where it could apply to robotic assistants on the phone, or even humanoid robots that you interact with in public spaces. But humanoid robots that are that good are pretty far away, I hope. Now, before we go, a correction. Last week on the show, I spoke with Marketplace reporter Kimberly Adams about programmatic ad targeting in the 2020 elections. She said Greenpeace and Nordstrom's sell information about their customers. we got that wrong. Neither organization sells customer data. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.